The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. First up, this one from Woman's Day, Hit the Road. Load up the car and head out for an adventure on National Road Trip Day, May 28th. Just be sure to pack the essentials below, recommended by Sana Bowman, editor-in-chief of Road Trippers and To Go RV, which I believe are magazines. First, multiple power banks and chargers. Bring one power bank per person to extend the battery life of everyone's devices. Next, a headlamp. This can be more convenient than a handheld flashlight, such as when you're camping at night. Comfy layers. Layers allow you to quickly adjust to changing temperatures, various activities, and long hours in the car. A packed cooler. Save money and avoid extra pit stops by stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks and drinks. Outdoor games. Bring a Nerf football, a kickball, or a jump rope to let the kids release some energy at scenic rest stops. And hydration packs. These especially designed backpacks give you easy access to water while driving or during hikes. And, as always, buckle up for an awesome ride. And there's a little did you know at the bottom. The longest journey by car in a single country was about 36,124 miles, according to Guinness World Records. Now, they didn't say what country, though. From Good Housekeeping, May Great Escapes. These are some books they'd like to recommend for you. First, the book of the month is a feel-good read called The Music of Bees by Eileen Garvin, G-A-R-V-I-N. This debut novel reveals how chosen family can buzz into our lives right when we need them most. We first meet Alice, a struggling widow and a beekeeper, when she literally collides with Jake, a paraplegic punk teen. His interest in her bees opens the door for his escape from a toxic home. When Harry, an anxious loner, applies to work for Alice part-time, the trio form a strong and unlikely bond. That is, until a pesticide company comes to town and threatens to destroy the bee population, as well as their still fragile community. As Alice and some dedicated volunteers try to stop this from happening, rampant corruption comes to light, and the three discover a well of strength they never knew they had. This heartwarming, uplifting story will make you want to call your own friends, not to mention grab some honey. Next, a romantic comedy called Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Q. Sutanto, S-U-T-A-N-T-O. Meddy Chan didn't mean to kill her terrible blind date, and she definitely didn't mean for the body to end up at the island resort where she and her aunties are working as planners for a billionaire's wedding, the same resort her college boyfriend apparently owns. To say that hilarious hijinks ensue would be an understatement. Next, a legal thriller. While Justice Sleeps by Stacey Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. Political powerhouse Stacey Abrams is also a stellar author. In this gripping work of fiction, a Supreme Court justice slips into a coma and his clerk, Avery, becomes his legal guardian. A trail of clues left by the justice helps her unravel details of a controversial case and a dangerous, far-reaching conspiracy that goes all the way to the top. And last, a celebrity memoir, Sunshine Girl, by Juliana Margulies, M-A-R-G-U-L-I-E-S. Known for her roles on ER and The Good Wife, Juliana Margulies had an unconventional childhood that taught her to seek order in chaos and find sunshine even in dark places. This honest portrayal of her faith, fate, and resilience as she finds her way in the world as both a woman and an actor is deeply personal and relatably universal. Next up, from Real Simple, The Power of Less Water. Discover 16 easy ways to lower your consumption. Many of us have access to plenty of fresh water, but that might change within a few decades. More than 5.5 billion people worldwide could face water scarcity by 2050, owing largely to global warming, according to a 2018 United Nations World Water Development Report. Half the freshwater basins in the U.S. may not meet our demands for clean water by 2071, a year our children and grandchildren will likely experience. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the average American uses approximately 80 to 100 gallons of water a day. Some of the biggest culprits? Flushing the toilet, bathing, and needlessly running faucets. These quick hacks will dramatically reduce your water usage. First, in the kitchen, there's several. Skip the pre-rinse. Hand-washing dishes uses almost 5 times as much water as an energy-efficient dishwasher, 20 gallons versus 4.5. Don't rinse them spotless before loading. That's your dishwasher's job. Many newer models have powerful sensors that check the progress of your dishes throughout the cycle and adjust the spray accordingly, says Jill Notini, Vice President of Communications at the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. If you're washing by hand, simply fill your sink with hot, soapy water. Let your dishes soak and then rinse them, says Ed Othon, Director of National Water Use Efficiency at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Next, boil strategically. Boil food in as little water as possible, just enough to submerge your pasta or veggies. Bonus, with less water, you retain more flavor. And instead of rinsing food under cold water to cool it, try tossing it with a few ice cubes in a bowl and then draining it after the ice melts, suggests Jackie Nugent, RDN nutritionist in New York City and the author of The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook. So I'll spell her last name, Nugent, N-E-W-G-E-N-T. Then rinse and defrost righteously. Place fruits and most veggies, not greens or anything gritty, in a large bowl of water and scrub them with a veggie brush, then rinse. If you need to defrost items like frozen meat quickly, use the microwave. And in the bathroom, don't rush to flush. Toilets account for about 30% of your home's indoor water consumption, according to the EPA. You can halve that amount by flushing after every other use, says Glenn Gallus, Vice President of Operations for Mr. Reuter Plumbing, a national plumbing company. If you're replacing your toilet, consider a two-flush model, which does a light flush, about 1 gallon, for pee, and a complete flush, about 1.6 gallons, for poop. Prices start at around $200. Check your toilet flapper. An undetected toilet leak could waste up to 30 gallons of water a day, Gallus says. Try this easy check. Put a drop of food coloring in your toilet tank and wait 10 minutes. If the dye shows up in the bowl, you have a leak. Oh, hello, Encyclopedia Brown. It can likely be fixed by installing a new toilet flapper, which you can get at a hardware store for under $10. Replace your shower head. Standard models use 2.5 gallons of water per minute, according to the EPA. Try one that carries the EPA's WaterSense label, which trims that by about 20%. The EPA has tested these products with consumers to weed out ones with weak sprays and poor spray patterns. Scrub and shave smarter. The average American shower uses about 16 gallons of water, according to the Alliance for Water Efficiency. Turn the water off while you lather up and shave, Osan says, and you'll save about 2 gallons every minute. A shower head with an on-off switch, available at hardware stores for about $30, lets you pause and resume the flow without readjusting the temperature. Bucket up. Save another gallon per shower. While you wait for the water to get hot, collect the cooler water in a bucket. You can use it for pets or plants, Osan says. Don a shower cap. Speed up your shower by skipping your hair routine. If quarantines have taught us anything, it's that most hair types can go up to 3 days without being washed. If you feel greasy, use dry shampoo, says Antoinette Beenders, Senior Vice President at Aveda. And wash hands handily. We're all scrubbing our hands nonstop lately, but if you shut off the faucet while you do that 20-second rub, you'll save at least 7 gallons a day. Turn off the water while you brush your teeth to add another 8 gallons daily. That adds up to 450 gallons a month, the equivalent of about 9 full bathtubs. Do a home water pressure test. If yours is too high, over 60 psi, that means more water than necessary is flooding through your pipes. This is not only wasteful, but may cause leaks. Check your pressure at home with a water pressure gauge, which costs around $10. Simply attach it to a faucet or hose for results within seconds. Anything between 45 and 60 psi is ideal, Gallus says. If it's too high, a plumber can easily adjust it. And in the yard, give your lawn a trim, not a shave. The longer your grass, the less water it needs, says Lisa Stryker, Vice President of Communications and Marketing at the National Association of Landscape Professionals. While 2 inches is considered the standard length, you can let grass grow more in the hotter months of July and August. Research shows that a height of 2 to 3 3/4 inches is best for grass health. Shorter than that can weaken grass and promote weed growth. Adjust your mower's cutting height by placing it on a sidewalk or your driveway and using a ruler to measure from the ground to the edge of the cutting blade. If it's under 2 inches, adjust each wheel to make it higher. Say goodbye to sprinklers. The average American home uses about 30% of its water outdoors, mainly on grass. If you live somewhere that gets occasional rain, you don't need a sprinkler system at all. Most people don't realize that their lawn only requires about 1 inch of water a week, especially if they don't cut it too short, Stryker says. If there are a few dry weeks, your lawn may turn brown temporarily, but it will bounce back, she adds. Invest in smarter irrigation. Plants in parched climates may need a sprinkler. Stryker recommends using a system with smart irrigation technology, which monitors weather and soil conditions to automatically adjust the watering schedule. Switching over from your existing system will cost between $500 and $1,000. Don't curb your compost. Instead of throwing your leftover food down the garbage disposal, put it to good use by composting it for the soil in your garden, advises Star Brainerd, owner of Saltless Sea Urban Farm in Duluth, Minnesota. Compost provides a diverse and balanced array of nutrients that chemical fertilizer may not offer, she explains. It also acts as a sponge to hold water, so your garden will require less. It doesn't take much to see results. A 5% increase in compost, for example, quadruples soil's water-retaining capacity, according to experts at the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources. Most gardeners tend to underdo it. Brainerd suggests placing a solid inch or two on top of the soil. And last, hold off on the hose. The EPA recommends sweeping driveways, sidewalks, and steps rather than hosing them down. Need to wash your car? Many newer car washes recycle water. Call yours to check. From Millie, Your Money, Your Life. This is a sample magazine they've been sending me quarterly. The Ask Millie column. I want to continue working from home even after the COVID-19 vaccine is widely administered. How do I talk to my boss about this? Well, you're in the majority. 68% of American workers currently working remotely would like to continue doing so in the future, according to a Prudential survey published last year. The reasons are plentiful. You might be more productive. You might get more time with your family, and you don't have to commute, though your boss may be a tough sell. Here's how to have that conversation. First, start early. The sooner you bring it up, the more time your boss will have to think it through, says Samantha Ettis, work-life balance expert and founder of Park Place Payments. There's no better time to be pitching a future work-from-home setup than while you are working from home successfully. Make an appointment. This is not a conversation you want to have with your supervisor by email, says executive coach Elizabeth Koreka. Schedule a Zoom or a phone call instead so that it's easier to read the room. Face-to-face communication is very important because it lets you see nonverbal cues, such as a smile or a grimace, she says. If the conversation is not going the way you want it to, you can change its course. Come prepared with compelling talking points. Do your research and prepare a proposal, Caracas says. You should come to the meeting armed with specific, successful projects you've worked on while remote. Demonstrate your productivity, including how you manage your time efficiently and communicate effectively with your team and clients. And Edis says, make the case that if you were that productive at a time when your partner, kids, pets were all home all day with you, imagine how productive you will be when they return to school or work and are not right by your side. Next, anticipate objections that your manager might raise. This is especially important if your work-from-home performance has been flawed. Did you miss meetings, turn something in late, or have a small person invade your Zoom calls? Be prepared to explain how you have resolved these issues. It might be as simple as saying your kids have returned to school, or that you moved your workspace into a room with a door. If there's a financial upside, share it. Does your company reimburse for commuting or parking? Do they provide lunch and snacks at the office? If having you work from home will save them money, mention it. Consider the boss's point of view. Don't assume that your manager has the upper hand. If you have demonstrated that you can successfully work from home, your manager will want to make sure you're happy. There is so much uncertainty right now, and the last thing a smart manager will want to do is jeopardize the tenure of a great employee, Edis says. And last, be flexible. Realistically speaking, your boss might only be able to partially accommodate your request. In advance of your meeting, determine what you can accept and keep that in mind as you talk. If your boss is struggling to see how your work-from-home plan will be successful as other employees return to the office, suggest a trial period. You're in this together, and it's important that your boss knows you are willing to collaborate. From Better Homes and Gardens, May 28th is Don't Fry Day. To raise awareness about sun safety and to encourage everyone to take steps to protect against skin cancer. And don't forget your eyes. 5 to 10% of skin cancer cases occur on the eyelids, and repeated unprotected UV ray exposure can lead to cataracts. Safeguard your eyes with sunglasses that block UVA and UVB rays, and a hat with a brim at least 3 inches wide. And here are a couple other unrelated things. This is all just random stuff under their Better Guide to a Happy, Healthy Life. One great reason to pour a cup of Java? A review of studies found that men who drink 2 to 9 cups daily are 9% less to develop prostate cancer. Each cup of coffee was associated with a 1% drop in prostate cancer risk. The researchers say coffee's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects may protect against the disease. 42% of Americans don't disinfect surfaces properly. First, pre-clean with soap and water. Then use a disinfecting spray or wipe and let air dry. When cleaning a food prep surface or toy, rinse with water and let dry after using a disinfecting product. From Women's Day, National Smile Day is May 31st. Smile brighter with these no-fuss tooth whiteners plus a blue-based lipstick to counter yellow tones in teeth. First, a whitening toothpaste. This paste is boosted with the whitening active hydrogen peroxide plus a natural detoxifying enzyme. It's called CO by Colgate, oh-so-dazzling enzyme-powdered whitening toothpaste. $15, available at Ulta. Then there's an on-the-go whitener, a portable tooth whitener with the power of traditional strips or trays. This clear gel can be glided on anytime. It's Crest, whitening emulsions with built-in applicator, $40 at drugstores. and a brightening lipstick to make teeth look instantly whiter. Swipe on a lip color with blue undertones like this rich creamy berry. Maybelline New York Color Sensational Lipstick in Berry Go, $7, available at drugstores. And from Good Housekeeping, crispy chicken with spring quinoa, 20 minutes active time, 45 is your total, serves four. We need 4 tablespoons olive oil divided, 8 small chicken thighs, about 1.5 pounds total, kosher salt and pepper, 1 cup quinoa rinsed, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 4 scallions sliced, 3 radishes halved and thinly sliced, 1 small carrot grated, 3 ounces feta cheese crumbled, about 3/4 of a cup, and 1/4 cup fresh basil leaves torn. Heat oven to 450. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large oven-safe skillet on medium-high. Season chicken with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook skin side down in batches until skin is golden brown and crisp, 5 to 7 minutes. Return all chicken to the skillet, skin side up this time, and transfer skillet to the oven. Roast until chicken reaches 165 degrees on an instant read thermometer, about 18 to 22 minutes. Meanwhile, cook quinoa per package directions in a large bowl, whisk together vinegar and remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Stir in scallions, radish, carrot, feta, and basil. Then toss with quinoa to combine. Serve with chicken. And they give you 4 different sauces here to spice up your bird. Mediterranean olive sauce. In a blender, puree 1 cup pitted green olives, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1/4 cup fresh flat-leaf parsley, 2 cloves garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes until nearly smooth. And this serves 4. A cilantro lime yogurt sauce also serves 4. In a blender, puree 1 jalapeno, which has been seeded and chopped, 1 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup cilantro, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each ground cumin and kosher salt until smooth. Then for the ones who like it hot, a sriracha honey vinaigrette. This serves 4 as well, but they all do. Whisk together 2 tablespoons each cider vinegar and olive oil, 1 tablespoon sriracha, 1 teaspoon honey, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. And last, a roasted red pepper relish. In food processor, pulse 1 cup roasted red peppers, 1/2 cup packed flat leaf parsley, 1/4 cup roasted salted almonds, and a pinch of kosher salt until almost smooth. From Martha Stewart Living, you start with waffles, either homemade or frozen. And now they've got some options for topping. First, brown sugar bananas. Use bananas without any brown spots. If too ripe, they'll turn mushy when cooked. In a small bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons each, honey, brown sugar, and water. In a skillet over medium-high heat, melt 2 tablespoons salted butter. When foam subsides, add 2 just ripe bananas, peeled and sliced 1/2 inch thick, in a single layer. Cook, flipping once until dark brown, 7 to 9 minutes total. Add honey mixture, cook 45 seconds, and serve immediately. Cooled bananas can be refrigerated in an airtight container for 1 day. Reheat over medium-low before serving. Active time on this was 5 minutes, total time 15, and it made 1 cup. Next, a tropical fruit salad option for topping your waffle. Toasted coconut can be made up to 3 days ahead and stored in an airtight container at room temperature. Active time on this is 10 minutes, total time 15. This serves 6 to 8. Preheat oven to 325. Place 1/4 cup unsweetened coconut flakes on a rimmed baking sheet and toast, stirring once, until golden and fragrant, 5 to 7 minutes. Let cool. Peel, core, and slice 1/2 pineapple. Peel and halve two kiwi fruits lengthwise and slice into half moons. Toss fruit to combine along with any accumulated juices. Peel, seed, and slice one small papaya. Add to fruit mixture and gently toss to combine. Sprinkle with toasted coconut flakes and serve. And 3 toasted walnuts in spiced syrup. 10 minutes active time, 20 minutes total, makes a cup. You can swap a quarter teaspoon ground cinnamon for the cinnamon stick. Stir it in with the nuts and vanilla. Here's how we do it. Preheat oven to 375. Toast 1 cup walnut halves on a rimmed baking sheet until fragrant, about 10 minutes. Let cool slightly. Coarsely chop. Combine 1 cup pure maple syrup and 1 small cinnamon stick in a saucepan. Simmer until reduced by half, about 10 minutes. Remove from heat. Discard cinnamon. Stir in walnuts and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Nuts can be stored in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. And more magical toppings. The possibilities are endless. To hit sweet notes, drizzle dulce de leche for caramel flavor, or slather on Kerrygold salted butter and store-bought jam. Or swing savory and arrange sliced cheese such as brie, boucheron, or cheddar on the waffles and broil until bubbly and golden. Next from Martha Stewart Living, I've got good margarita options here. I may not get all of them. Here's the classic, the original. Double this recipe to make 2 drinks. They'll fit in a standard cocktail shaker. Run a wedge of lime around one side of the rim of a chilled rocks glass. Dip rim in coarsely ground pink salt or sea salt to coat. Partially fill glass with ice. We prefer 1 large sphere for minimal melting and dilution. Fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice. Add 2 ounces Blanco tequila and 1 ounce each orange liqueur, such as Cointreau, and fresh lime juice. Shake vigorously until the outside of the shaker is cold and frosty, about 10 seconds. Strain into prepared glass. Garnish with a lime wheel and serve immediately. Next, a citrusy swizzle, grapefruit and honey. To create a lower alcohol version, you can replace the usual orange liqueur with honey. In the bottom of a cocktail shaker, stir 1 tablespoon clover or orange blossom honey with 1 tablespoon very hot water from the tap until dissolved. Fill shaker halfway with ice and top with 2 ounces Blanco tequila, 2 ounces fresh pink grapefruit juice, and 3/4 ounce fresh lime juice. Shake vigorously until the outside of the shaker is cold and frosty, about 10 seconds. Strain into a tall, narrow glass, such as a Collins glass, filled with crushed ice. Stir with a swizzle stick or straw until glass turns frosty, about 10 seconds. Garnish with a peeled strip of grapefruit rind and serve immediately. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, 919-832-5138. See you next time.